Okay, welcome back again. That's the first hour over with. Peter Eyre standing in at short notice for Paul Brockton. His website is internettruth.org, and as the ad just advertised there, Republic also trading in gold, and Paul will receive your calls if you go through the RBN website and also on his website or mine. There's no doubt whatsoever that gold and silver bullion is the way to go. Just look at the graphs yourself and look at it in reality. I'm in Europe. The euro's collapsed and is at great risk at the moment. And I believe that, as I've said before, you've got JP Morgan in big trouble. They're siphoning off a lot of their money at the moment, which could indicate they're about to jump ship. And this would start another financial tsunami that could be quite minuscule compared to the 2008 one. Unfortunately, this one will affect Europe much more because we're in a very vulnerable situation. Having said that, the US also is in an unsustainable situation where its credit rating is on the line, and if your budget for next year doesn't show a means of recovering that massive debt that you have, then your credit rating is going to go down, and you know what that means to your dollar, etc., etc. So there's, it's a bit of gloom on the horizon, but be realistic that if you've got money to invest, don't necessarily go to a corporate investment with your risk capital, such as gold, oil, mining, whatever. As I've proved to you before, with the research that myself and a colleague does in exposing massive fraud and corruption around the world, a lot of the so-called oil rigs and oil companies are operating offshore and onshore, and the gold and the diamond mines really don't exist. They're virtual companies. They operate out of crap offices with just a couple of girls to answer the calls, and they raise their billions at the respective cities where they do their promotion, New York, London, Paris, wherever, and at the end of the day when they've got their billions, the poor investors literally lost their money as of that moment. So if you want something solid, something long-term, gold and silver bullion. Okay, back to you again.
Peter, the information we're getting also from the incidents that happened with the alleged ambassador to in the Middle East right there. When I say alleged, we're getting some internal information that's saying that he really wasn't an ambassador. He was a consultant, a consulate. That he was only made ambassador at the last split minute so it would help the current regime to make things look better. But
I'm glad you said that, Mike, because what the public don't realize is that this is a PSYOPs movie and scenario that's panned out before our very eyes. It's created what they wanted to create, which is a sort of a milli rebellion around the Islamic nations, which happens to coincide with this massive military exercise in the Gulf. And just to add strength to Mike's comment there, please understand there is no embassy in Benghazi anyway.
Right. There you go. That's a good point. Also, I think what's happening, Netanyahu is a very powerful man, but he's like so many other psychopaths. So he's really trying to get elected in October. That's what he's trying to get to. And I think Obama's just trying to get through it so he doesn't get elected and he has to deal with him anymore. I think that's the whole issue here. I think that's where they're going. Obama's just trying to kind of postpone it until Netanyahu kind of just goes away. But that's what's going to have to happen because there's too many lies going on. You don't know who's telling the truth. And I would just sit back and just let Netanyahu just fade away, just like Errol Sharon, just let him go that way.
Well, the thing is, what the Jewish people don't understand, I'm talking about the people living in Israel, the New World Order, both from the Christian Zionists and the Jewish Zionists, especially the Zionist Mafia, as I call them, you know, the top dogs, your Rothschilds, your Rockefellers, and Paul Wolfowitz, you know, the list is endless. These guys have no limitations whatsoever. They took 9/11 out with them. It doesn't matter how many people die as long as they go for their geopolitical plan. We've got another break. Are you okay to hang on again or what?
Sure, I'll help you, Peter.
Okay, I'll be back shortly.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
The Paul Dropton Show. I'm Peter Eyre, calling you from England, standing in at short notice for Paul Dropton. Paul's internet site is internettruth.org. I have to plug this, internettruth.org. You'll see many ads on there. It's the ads that keep the likes of Paul and myself going and pays the bill to RBN and keeps you listening to Truth Radio, which is what it's all about. And this is a growing business, believe me, because I'm, besides being British, I'm also Australian, and there's a phenomenal following in Southeast Asia and Australasia on people just wanting the truth and being able to phone in like our guests are doing now. And there's incredible risks associated with what we do. Obviously, we get harassed. Paul's gone through that experience. I'm going through that experience. And they're trying to wipe me out financially through the court system. So to keep going, we have to advertise. And gold and silver has already been advertised. Alison C is the other product that is broadly advertised by Paul and myself, which is a very natural antibiotic, very good for the heart and the circulatory system. And anything that's good for all those is also food for the brain. So Paul worships it. We've had the expert from England talk about how it was created, etc. So there's something for you to look at, and a couple of ads on there. There's even a survival book, nothing to do with the potential nuclear fallout or anything like that, but it tells you how to survive in today's crisis. And if we do have another financial tsunami, which is inevitable, and if JP Morgan goes under, then you'll perhaps see where I'm coming from. What I wanted to put over here is I forgot to say cheerio to Lisa. So if you're listening, Lisa, there was someone came on that wanted to speak to you or via me to you. Just thank you for your contribution, and if you feel inclined, you can ring in again either today or another day. And going back to the current scenario, where I'm coming from is that the New World Order, doesn't matter which side of the fence you live, whether you're Jewish or Christian, the methodology of the New World Order is satanic beyond belief. And so when they want wars, war's good for business. It's good for the pharmaceutical industry, it's good for the arms, and it's good for putting up the price of oil. And when you see where the money goes from those three main areas, you'll see it goes into the New World Order. And the whole banking system is controlled by the New World Order. And your country is not owned by you. Your constitution, your Bill of Rights, is not worth the paper it's written on, believe it or not, because the control of the US is down to the Knights Templar in London, and their strings are pulled by the hierarchy over the Vatican, which is the Jesuits, which I told you about. So these wars are ongoing. It's important for them to keep them going. And so we get this Innocence of the Muslims film that was a PSYOP, CIA, Mossad, whatever, intentionally to disrupt the Middle East, which also happens to fall in line with all that was happening to the so-called ambassador and the current exercise in the Middle East. All very well orchestrated. Just think about the hostility in that area right now, where you've got Islams that have got their backs up over this film, and you've got the military there right on their doorstep, intimidating Iran in particular, near the Straits of Hormuz. They said this is a mine countermeasures exercise, how to deal if there's mines laid in the Straits of Hormuz or the Gulf of Aden or wherever. It doesn't matter. You know, this is absolute lie, folks. I worked in mine countermeasures, and I can tell you, you don't need an aircraft carrier for countermeasures and things like that. And so there's this overkill. You've got three carrier groups there. You've got people on the move all the time. The RAF cancelled, the Royal Air Force cancelled leave of the personnel. A clear indication that maybe this would go beyond an exercise, because it's so hostile there at the moment. Just think, if someone does a false flag or someone is a little bit trigger happy, you've got World War III on the horizon. And I repeat to you again, and I'm sorry to hammer this down your throats, all the wars involve depleted uranium weapons in mass and, quote, tactical nuclear weapons, such as the B-61 nuclear bomb. They have been used. Everyone thinks that the Japanese were the last ones to get the two bombs in Nagasaki and Hiroshima. That is a false statement. Low-yield nuclear weapons do not come under the Non-Proliferation Treaty. And so your country and many other countries are mass-producing these and other dirty bombs, including cold fusion, which is a new technique now. And so we're contaminating these regions. You may say, oh, well, it's only, you know, it doesn't matter, they're Muslims. That's not true, because I'm an expert in aviation. I'm an expert in the upper winds and the atmosphere and where it goes. And so at any one time, while there's conflict in situ, you've got the equivalent to, quote, thousands of Nagasaki and Hiroshima particles floating around, radioactive nanoparticles that you can't see. A gas mask won't even screen it out. And it just takes one of those nanoparticles to lodge in your lungs, and then the cycle starts. It can be 6 months, 6 years, 26 years. It doesn't matter. The seed is sown. And so we're doing this, and we're doing it to our own troops. You've got a million vets over there suffering from the side effects of your own weapons. Think about that. And your country doesn't care two hoots. They're just sacrificial lambs. And when the IDF went into South Lebanon, they irradiated the whole of North Israel with these nanoparticles from depleted uranium. And then again in Gaza, only this time the sea breeze took it through central Israel and southern Israel. So the guys are nuking themselves. And this is where I'm coming from. The New World Order don't care two hoots about their fellow Jews. Okay, back to you again for more comment if you wish. Mike.
Peter, I'd like to actually thank Lisa very much for coming on and explaining her background, the information that she had to offer was very, very good. I also want to tell your listeners that there is no country in the history of the world that's ever survived multicultural invasions. And that's exactly what a lot of countries are getting right now. You brought up some very good points about depleted uranium in the Middle East. What is your estimate or what is your intel information given you about the number of civilians that have been killed so far?
Well, we know the minimum in Iraq was 1 million, and that's being keeping it to the minimum. And the thing is, this is ongoing because depleted uranium is unique. It stays in the atmosphere, in the soil, for 4.5 billion years. That's its half-life. You can't clear it up.
Peter, my intel information 2 years ago says there's been over 11 million that have died so far, civilians. 11 million.
From the total. Well, of course, we have. Don't forget that DU actually came in the 70s in the Yom Kippur War when America introduced it to the IDF, and they sent their technicians over there on how to best use it. And, of course, it's been used progressively. The Balkans is a classic example. We have many people in this country from Croatia and Bosnia-Herzegovina and places like that, and they go back every year to see their relatives, and their relatives, including the young, are dying like flies. They can't even bury them in their village churchyard anymore because the capacity won't take the amount of deaths. And you look at places like Fallujah, where a woman can never have a child ever again without it being deformed. And now that's showing up in Gaza. It's showing up in South Lebanon. And guess what? It's now showing up in Tripoli. Where do you expect?
Yeah, if they don't get Fukushima taken care of, you can forget about the rest of the world, too. That's a serious issue, and it's much worse than people are letting you believe. It's far worse than you might think. We've been told that by the end of this year in America, half this country is going to have cancer. And so the rest of the world had better wake up that if the New World Order doesn't put all their thinking and their money into Fukushima and get that straightened out, none of us is going to live.
Yeah, that's right. And we have had a warning, actually. It was in the newspaper last week of a fourfold increase in cancers. So my concern is, and I'm not being detrimental here, there's lots of charities, okay? There's charities, but all charities have been infiltrated. And I sometimes ask, like the Cancer Foundation here, for instance, I would ask the question, stop looking for a cure and stop the problem. And the problem, one of the main problems, is the weapons and the atmospheric pollution. When they did shock and awe in Baghdad, when they did Tora Bora bombing, I've got very secretive graphs that show the atmospheric radioactivity was off the scale. Off the scale, Mike. And I've got the graphs to prove that. The government said nothing. That means that everybody in the greater London area, right through to Reading and the outer suburbs of Oxfordshire, etc., were being radiated. And that means an increase in cancers. The minimum a child will get is cancer of the lymph nodes or leukemia. Children don't have cancer. It's not a natural phenomenon. So we come back to this case. Why are they not looking to stop the problem? And the second question is that you have this Save the Children Fund. And all these various charities, when the New World Order's philosophy is to inoculate them, which also kills them because of the mercury-based additives, and this launch to save poverty and save people, they're not interested. The Agenda 21 means the elimination and depopulation of at least 80% of the world's population. That's what we're looking at. We need to remove the New World Order, stop its financing, and we need a military coup d'etat to be able to do that.
With that kind of depopulation, I wonder who's going to be left to do the work.
I'm sure somewhere there's probably is, and it's probably sitting in some laboratory in America, there's probably a cure for cancer. You know, HIV was introduced, and they say there's a cure for that. So, The powers that be, that the elite, I'm sure, have the capacity to survive, and they just want a few of us around as slaves to do their own wishes. We've got another break coming up. It's up to you, Mike, whether you want to stay on or not.
I can help you out today.
Okay. Anybody else that wants to phone in, come back after the break. Thank you.
Hey.
Allison C. is made from pure garlic through a patented process that stabilizes the actual Allison of 34 cloves of garlic in one tiny capsule. Allison only exists for a fraction of a second when you crush a clove of garlic. It is the most powerful, natural antibiotic known to man and has been proven in laboratory testing to kill bacteria, viruses, fungus, and parasites without upsetting the natural balance of healthy organisms in the body. Allison C also helps prevent disease when taken on a regular basis. You can purchase your Allison C through Paul Drockton's website, internettruth.org. Start enjoying the benefits of this all-natural supplement today. Go to internettruth.org for your supply. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton Show. I'm Peter Eyre, calling you from England, standing in at short notice for Paul Drockton. His website, internettruth.org. for all your gold and silver bullion requirements, the long-term investment and the only way to go. I'd just like to reiterate again, because my friend who's on now has also acknowledged that Lisa from Texas, your contribution both in the past and today was very much appreciated, and please feel free to come back on anytime. Anyone, if you want to ring in, the number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And if you want to change the subject, no problem. The floor is yours. Just go for it. And I'd like to just come back to the state of the world as it stands at the moment. And I would ask the question, have you ever seen so many wars and conflicts that are all running simultaneously as right now? Have we ever seen such a classical collapse of so many countries' economies as we see right now? Have you ever seen such a huge amount of displaced people, asylum seekers and refugees, as we see right now? One can relate to the previous caller when we see an imbalance now in countries where people are just fleeing. And rightfully so. You can't knock them on the head for doing that, because when you're faced in that situation yourself, or you're on an island like in Indonesia, which is one of the most densely populated countries in the world, and a tsunami comes through, if you can get away, you're going to get away. And wherever you end up, you know, you just hope that they take it on board. And so we've got this chain of events, and I've written a book. I'm not plugging it because I haven't even printed it. I don't even have the money to print it. But it's called The Deadly Link. And I, and in the book, it was done out of rage, really, because when they attacked Gaza, Operation Castle Air, in 2008 and 2009, I was involved with the Gaza movement, which is another story. I've been in very many countries helping people in poverty, and in Australia as well. I'm that sort of a person. But I could see a link here between imperialism, which then created a sort of a self-induced terrorism, and the two together created poverty. And when I say terrorism, please understand that your country, my country, is not under any threat from Islamic terrorists. If you look at my current website, which is www.airinternational, that's spelled E-Y-R-E, airinternational.wordpress.com, you'll see the story I did yesterday on the vast amounts of false flags that have occurred to create, you know, you have to have an incident to create an action, and that's exactly what false flags. And I list them all in there. The New York Times Square, absolute charade that was. The hot pants bomber on the Delta Airlines flight, the shoe bomber on another one, the inkjet UPS freighter that came through my local airport, absolute sham beyond belief. And then to be, you know, come down to more closer to home for you guys is, of course, the USS Cole. And now I'd ask the question, how many people in America are challenging 9/11? I'm sure you're not going to phone in about it, but you know that this was an inside job with Mossad, CIA right at the helm, and your Dick Cheney's and your Donald Rumsfeld. All these, that's your terrorism. Terrorism is from within. And the USS Cole, I would ask the question, why doesn't somebody ask the Israeli Navy, did they lose one of their missiles that day? Read between the lines on that one. Just go to the story. You can challenge me. You can come on air. I want you to tell me any incident currently in the West that is involved Islamic terrorism. 7/7 in London was an inside job. The four terrorists who were blamed were congregated on the railway station of Luton. But the train they were going on was cancelled. The second train, because of the previous cancellation, was pretty full and it was running late, as you would expect when there's a disruption on the timetable. And so those so-called terrorists were not in London, not on the underground, when the bombs went off. What happened were there was an exercise in the early hours of that morning. It's very well documented. And as normally happens around the world, when there's an exercise, frequently that becomes a reality. Look at Haiti, for instance. I won't go into that. That's another program. But 7/7, when those poor guys got down to London, they were hired as actors for this exercise that suddenly turned into the real thing, and they realized they'd become stooges. So they panicked and shot across the River Thames and ended up in Canada Square. They were assassinated. They were assassinated in Canada Square. Now you can see the magnitude of the problem. It's so, the frequency is so alarming now, it makes a mockery of the intelligence service. I worked in Intel in NATO. I wasn't a spy. I just did codes and ciphers and, you know, from various spies around the world and gave the information in the right direction and saw how it developed on the big master plan board for Western Europe versus Eastern Europe and all that sort of crap. But where I'm coming from is this is now such a distortion, such a ridicule, that it's actually ridiculing basic intelligence. And so wake up, folks, you know, the New World Order is behind all this. Okay, I think I better go back to you for some more comments. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, Peter, there's so many things going on at once. I think part of it's just confused people.
Oh, and we've got another break. My God, I'm going to cut you off again. Can you please stay on? I promise you I'll give you airtime straight away after.
Well, I might be here when you get back.
Okay, you're getting a bit tired on the arm holding the phone up, aren't you?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Allison C. is made from pure garlic through a patented process that stabilizes the actual Allison of 34 cloves of garlic in one tiny capsule. Allison only exists for a fraction of a second when you crush a clove of garlic. It is the most powerful, natural antibiotic known to man and has been proven in laboratory testing to kill bacteria, viruses, fungus, and parasites without upsetting the natural balance of healthy organisms in the body. Allison C also helps prevent disease when taken on a regular basis. You can purchase your Allison C through Paul Drockton's website, internettruth.org. Start enjoying the benefits of this all-natural supplement today. Go to internettruth.org for your supply.
Hey, welcome back. We've got half an hour left on the show and we've got another caller. So if I can please go back to you, Mike, for a quick closure and any comments, and then we'll go to the new caller. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do call some of my cousins out there in England ahead and pay you a visit, Peter. I can't believe you're doing this to me. Here in America, our biggest concerns are the immigration, the illegals that are coming through on our southern border. We've been told through intel last week that there's over 50,000 Muslims that have slipped through into cells that are being formed right now. So we don't know what's going to happen. We know it's going to be not so good. There are lots of people on the alert, and it's unnecessary, but part of our problem is we have a so-called president. He actually really isn't president, who has got some Muslim background, but he's actually born Jewish, and people don't know that. His mother, Stanley Ann Dunham, was from the Arma Meatpacking Jewish Dynasty in Kansas City, and she was Jewish. If you're born from a Jewish mother, you're considered Jewish. So our president, you call him, is actually Jewish. And all presidents except for Reagan have all been Jewish also since Roosevelt, and people don't know that either. So it's a highly controlled election facade. It's just a big smoke screen. And once you see through it, you can see the games that are being played. They're very deadly. So we primarily just try and stay away from them and just watch the games that are being played, just like intelligence. You see the games that are being played, you can get out of it. That's probably what Christopher Stevens was doing, was trying to get out of the games that were being played, and he was actually end up being the mouse that the cats decided to catch. So it was sad, but when
yeah,
you
I can tell you we've got a situation developing here right now where I said that it's now gone beyond a joke, and there is a gross imbalance in the mixture of the races, and it doesn't work once you get the imbalance. And this is, as I said, this is a new world order ploy, because they want to break down your identity. They want to break down your religion. They want to make you unemployed. They want to take away the industrial base of the countries, pretty well making you redundant, then take your house off you. And then suddenly they show you this other side of the story, which then promotes racism when you get an imbalance in the cultural and ethnic background, you know, in your city. And what's happened here is that because of the cost of living in the direct London area is so high, all the refugees and asylum seekers are going to be relocated into my neck of the woods, which has already got a very, very high mixture of ethnic races. And we're pretty good, you know, we accept it. But it's getting to a point now when you go to the doctors or whatever service you're going for, you're at the end of the line. All the people ahead of you can't even speak English, which takes a lot of time. And before you know it, you're not getting the service that you pay your taxes on, etc., etc. So this gross imbalance is now going to be taken from us when we get this deluge of people from London being relocated, because it's more cost effective for the government to do it. But that's only one part of the strategy. You know that they're trying to break us down. And so back to you again for a comment.
Yeah, it's sad to see this infiltration happening, Peter. It disrupts your standards, the way you live in England, Australia, anybody anywhere in the world. I don't know about you, but I love seeing countries. Here in America, we have such a vast difference of number of people who immigrate here. The legal ones are fine. I love to see the different ethnic people, the different languages. I love to visit England, Germany, Switzerland, Spain, France. I've lived over in Europe, and it's a wonderful place to go. And I don't want to see it completely disrupted, but, you know, the minds that are working this immigration is not good, and most of your Muslim people coming from Muslim countries are getting out because of depleted uranium. They're being forced out to stay out. They can't go back because of depleted uranium, and that's not being talked about a lot.
Yeah, and of course, on the other side, as was discussed, the Fukushima situation, technically the North Island of Japan is uninhabitable forever. So you're talking about millions have to be displaced. Where are they going to displace them to? And really, the South Island isn't all that healthy either. I mean, when the incident occurred, these terrible lies came out from the American companies, from the Japanese government, saying, oh, it's okay. It's the wind is taking it offshore, you know, straight across the Pacific, straight into California, as an example. But in actual fact, that was a lie, because the first 3 days I analysed the upper atmosphere winds and the lower atmosphere and sea level winds, and it was taking the contamination at its peak straight down to Chiba and straight down to Tokyo. What an absolute lie.
Well, the word we got, the updates we got last night was that they're not really doing anything about it, because it's almost like a disaster. The people over there who are supposed to be working on that, the cleanup, are going home on weekends. They're losing people left and right who are working there. There's nothing they say that can be done. I'm really wondering where are the minds of the world or the scientists who should be able to attack the situation and find out what can be done. They're saying they can't pour concrete on it. They can't put water into it. The first three reactors are extremely dangerous. The fourth reactor, if it falls, it's going to cause 100 times the damage that Fukushima has already done. So we're in deep poop. And if they don't get this thing cleaned up or something done about it, all of humanity is right now in jeopardy. And they're not talking about it much. That's how serious it is.
I think that's you've hit the nail on the head there. That's the problem, that we're all sheep, and we're just more concerned with watching our, you know, our various movies and soapies, as we call them over here, and not tuning in to this is affecting the world and the world's population. And all I can say is, for those that are so inclined, look into the eyes of your children and your grandchildren and say, why did you sit on your butt and do nothing and say nothing when there's this satanic organization eliminating in mass? And I would add to this that there is a strong lean towards Fukushima being a false flag, courtesy of HAARP, and also the Haiti disaster. Whether you agree with that at the moment, I guess it doesn't matter. You know, we all have an opinion, and it's certainly showing a lean, because HAARP is very capable of doing what happened that day and what happened in down in Haiti. Go ahead.
People apparently, from what we've seen, who are in power and authority, in positions of power and authority, have just become totally irresponsible. A lot of them are simply, as far as I'm concerned, are inbred perverts.
What about the oil rig disaster in the Gulf of Mexico? BP are ultimately responsible for that, but there was very little mention that Halliburton did a cost-cutting exercise and used the wrong mud for plugging the hole. And so with that enormous pressure that you get from deep sea reservoirs, it blew the lid. And that wasn't the first time that Halliburton had done that. They did it in the Caspian Sea, but the world didn't get to know about that. It's only people like you and I that keep in touch with the news. Sometimes I say to myself, Peter, why did you enter on this journey of investigative journalists? Well, it all came from my military background, my civil background, working in the Middle East and visiting all these countries. And I said to myself internally, you've got it wrong. We've got it wrong. And you've got to address it. You've got to start educating people. Get up off your butts. Don't be a sheep. Become a shepherd.
Here's an update on the Gulf of Mexico with the plugging the holes. They never plugged those holes. There's 14 of them. They're still spewing to this day. They've never stopped them. They've got one fissure that's a quarter of a mile long. It's never been stopped.
Yeah.
They correct it in there, and it's causing a lot of problems. The whole Gulf of Mexico is pretty much dead. You wait till it sucks itself around Florida and goes all the way up into England and the Norwegian, up in Norway and Sweden and Spain. It's probably already there by now. But those holes have never been stopped. They're still popping out all that oil.
Yeah, it's definitely reached Europe. There's no question about that. And again, we come back to this, this pathetic attitude of the world's public in just saying, oh, well, that's an American problem. It's not. Anything of that scale is a world issue, the same as Fukushima is. And more importantly, we should not be allowing any wars to continue, knowing that depleted uranium and, quote, real tactical nuclear weapons have been used in Afghanistan and we used in Tripoli. And now we've got this terrible birth defects coming out in Tripoli. We've nuked, and as I gave in one article, because I studied the upper winds and the surface winds, etc., when they blasted Tripoli with 300, 400 cruise missiles, that percentage of missiles is enough to kill at least 500,000 people, per se. But it didn't just stop in that country. It went on the wind over Tunisia, Algeria, across to Spain, across to Portugal, out in the mid-Atlantic. It almost made it to the eastern seaboard of America, but then it did a 180-degree turn and came back over the UK and Europe. That, folks, is reality. That is why there is a hike in cancers.
You know, the sad part about some of this, especially the oil that's going to the Gulf of Mexico, they've got a fix for it. They can clean it up, but they refuse to do it. We can't figure out why they continue to keep using the wrong chemicals. They've got the right chemicals to do it, but why they keep using Corexit, we don't know. I'm sure we're going to find out pretty soon, but it's affecting Europe right now. And I was here. They use it over in Europe and over in Saudi Arabia, but they won't use it here. So, you know, what's that all about?
Well, to me, I was also, as you know, I've worked in all industries on contracts. That's why I've moved around a lot. I was in the oil, gas and mining industry for quite a few years. I'm well aware of that, and I've also actually worked for a unit that provided the oil dispersant chemicals delivery by aircraft. But having said that, the particular oil dispersant we were using was more toxic than the oil itself.
Well, what Calexit's very toxic. What they're going, what they use, what they're supposed to use to clean it up with, is non-toxic. It just eats up all the oil and takes and disperses it, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, but you know, again, we've got to look at even when there's no accidents, if it, or whether it was intentional, whichever, and some of them are intentional. For instance, when you put an oil rig and you nail it, which they do, a lot of people don't understand this, but when you put the rig in situ and you sink the jacket, as they call it, you put these massive big nails in, massive big pylons, which you pound into the seabed. And frequently the seabed is very unstable. So they put in a product called EpoSand, an epoxy resin that solidifies around the rig. That is the most toxic thing. Even when it's safe, you have to wear the full chemical warfare stuff and the mask and everything. So you just think, once that's released into the environment, and folks, when you have your crab meat and when you have your fish from those locations, just think about what's in there. The finest thing for attracting toxicities, in case you don't know, is crustaceans, mussels and clams and things like that. They filter the water, they're loaded with any toxicity from the oil, gas or mining industry. And what happens on shore eventually goes in the river. Another classic example, I was going to participate in the Octedi mine in Papua New Guinea, and this was on the mountaintop. And, you know, they have the, what's the theory they call it, the one in 100 storm. But the one in 100 storm can come every year, folks. You can't program when it's going to happen. And so the settlement ponds in torrential rain overspilled, and we're talking about cyanide and all these mercuries and what have you. It came straight down the Fly River, which is a very long river going right down to the Barrier Reef of Australia, and it contaminated the entire length. All these tribal people relied totally on that river. That's just one example. Back to you again.
Peter, I'm really concerned about something else, and that is the world's awash in oil. I mean, we've got more oil than what to do with. I don't know why they keep pumping it out. You know, why are prices staying so high? I don't...
Yeah, absolutely. Folks, you can hear it from a guy that's worked in the industry. There is no shortage, absolutely no shortage, or time expiry of crude oil and gas. It's prolific, and many of the reservoirs that are running a bit low, that they tell us from time to time, have a wonderful opportunity to regenerate and refill again to the pressures of Mother Nature and the moving plates. So it's a farce, absolute farce. And if they really want to get away from oil and gas, then they can go hydrogen, and of course they don't want that. There's many other, you know, superiors. Hydrogen is very good, in case you don't know. You can get a small capacity engine giving you much more torque than a conventional oil or petrol derived model. And when you get the chamber explode, for instance, that pushes the piston down, with this type of hydrogen, you get this tremendously powerful vacuum that pulls the piston back again. So you get sort of double the torque. So, you know, we're all playing games. Okay, back to you again.
And we've got we probably have at least 1,000 years worth of gas up there in Washington, D.C. It's called Congress.
Yeah. Well, I saw it on shore in Australia because I used to work for a helicopter company, so I was privy to flying around everywhere, and I saw, you know, oil oozing out the ground and gas bubbling up, and there's many locations like that. But they don't want to touch it. They want to go offshore, get a few investors involved with a few billion dollars, which amounts to trillions over a year, and rip the investors off for non-existent operations, tell them that the hole was dry, plug it, and move on. And they've got all this money off the investors. It's all one big corrupt, fraudulent scam.
Peter, over there in England, do you have drug problems over there that are going on with some hard stuff like cocaine?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But then you have to understand that that's all part of the New World Order, the destruction of national identity, national pride, the destruction of religion, the encouragement to pornography, pedophilia is okay, and all that sort of thing. and to encourage and eventually legalize the use of drugs, etc., etc. There's no limit to this satanic evil plan. And again, for those that don't know, the New World Order is not just Zionist Christians and Zionist Jews. The Catholic faith is very much in there, which they call the Jesuits, who worship Lucifer, and the heads of the Jesuits, or otherwise known as the Black Pope, basically are the most powerful people in the world, and all the others are just pawns. Go ahead again.
I can't imagine what type of mind would even conceive or think about doing the kind of damage that's going on right now. To me, it's unfathomable. I came from a decent family, and you know, you worked hard to get ahead, and you were rewarded for those efforts
okay.
that you made.
Sorry to interrupt you. We've got a break coming in. Are you okay to hold, or do you have to go?
No, I can hold.
Okay, we'll be back shortly, folks.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Okay, welcome back. We're fast running out of time, so I won't invite any more callers. Sorry about that, because we just can't get it through. InternetTruth.org is Paul Drucker's site for all your gold and silver needs. I just want to refer back to Wilson Jennings Bryan back in 1900. He was a very he was anti-imperialism. He was three times nominee for presidency, and he also became Secretary of State under Woodrow Wilson, but resigned. He was a deeply religious man, and he made a statement there: if there's one principle more deeply rooted than any other in the mind of every American, it is that we should have nothing to do with conquest, nothing to do with conquest. Conquest is not in our principles. It is inconsistent with our government. Boy, have times changed. Back to you for the final word. I can only give you a couple of minutes, I'm afraid, to close off. Go ahead.
Thank you, Peter. We've covered a lot of territory today. I just hope people don't give up hope. I learned a long time ago, where there's life, there's always hope.
Absolutely.
Things will eventually change, but there's been a lot of damage in between. So people are going to have to find out how to protect themselves, find out who's doing it, stay away from them. Don't support anything that they have on their agenda. And I think they'll be better off by just leaving those kinds of thinking to those who want to think like that.
I can tell you, I can give you a glimmer of hope. I don't know what the future is going to be, but because of the nature of my work, I get a lot of whistleblowers, some of them in very high places, and I know that there's a shift in the power from west to east at the moment. So it would appear that the financial strength behind the current New World Order as we see it, which is very evil and satanic, is likely to crumble, and that swing will go to the east. What that means for us in the future, I really don't know. I am led to believe that there will be some really good improvements, but proof will be in the eating of the pie, as they say. Or if at least we can do if we stop the wars and we start to spread the wealth around, because believe me, as our colleagues just said, there's plenty of oil and gas to go around. There's enough food to feed the world. We don't have to mass depopulate to 80% or whatever. Yes, there has to be a reasonable level of birth control, but the world can handle what we've got. There's no question about that. They're pulling the wool over our eyes. And so there is a glimmer of hope there. I am speaking to very influential people on that side that could become the new superpower. The problem is, we have this fight now between the losing power and the new superpower, and so everybody is fighting for grabbing what they can. Iran, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, Sudan, I think is final. But that's the crisis, and I just hope they can get their act together in time to stop World War III. I'd like to close with, again, some wonderful words from Brian. And you really need to look him up and see what this guy was all about, because we have certainly lost our direction. And he came up about democracy, liberty and fair play. And he said the following: the young man, upon reaching his majority, can do what he pleases. He can disregard the teachings of his parents. He can trample upon all those that have been taught to consider what is sacred. He can disobey the laws of the state, the law of society, the laws of God. He can stamp failure upon his life and make his very existence a curse to his fellow men. He can bring his father and mother in sorrow to the grave, but he cannot annul the sentence. The wage of sin is death, and so with the nation it is of age, and it can do what it pleases. It can spurn the traditions of the past, it can repudiate the principles on which the nation rests. It can employ force instead of reason. It can substitute might for right. It can conquer weaker people. It can exploit their lands, appropriate their property, and kill their people. But it cannot repeal the moral law or escape the punishment decreed for the violation of human rights. That is a wonderful way to close the program. Thank you, folks, for your call-ins today. And thank you for sharing these 2 hours with Peter from England. And thank you, Paul, for allowing me to do that.